12.0, Recreation and Community Facilities. We have 12.1, Autism Nova Scotia, Building an Inclusive Playground in Liverpool. Deputy Mayor McLeod, would you like to take the lead on this?
Yes, I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality agrees to donate usage of the land adjacent to the Mersey Skate Park located at 72 Old Cobbs Road for the installation of an inclusive playground by Autism Nova Scotia, and that the region enter into a renewable partnership agreement with Autism Nova Scotia for a period of 5 years, which allows Autism Nova Scotia to manage construction and ongoing maintenance of the playground, and that the Region of Queens provide in-kind support as requested in the ask by Autism Nova Scotia.
Seconder to that motion? Councilor Muse? Jennifer, would you like to give us a quick update on this?
So, I believe staff compiled as much information as we could, and a lot of the information that you see in the body of the report was provided by the Director of Engineering and the Director of Finance. There wasn't a lot of information for us to go on from the Autism Nova Scotia's ask. We weren't privy to the scope or the footprint or the number of piece of equipment, the square footage. There originally wasn't a clearly defined project. What we do know and what we did know is that there was an expectation that there would be a water feature in the park, so we were able to give an estimate of what it would cost to include that water line for the park. So I know in their ask they had estimated our contributions to be in the range of $15,000, and the water line alone would cost approximately $25,000 for us to run the water line from the ground search and rescue. So we weren't even touching on, again, we weren't aware of what the overall scope of the project was and the overall size of the project. So we didn't put in a costing or an estimate around the wheelchair paths or anything like that, or any other assets in the project. We were only able to give a number for the water hookup. So that's really kind of all we've done at the moment. And I realized that the Autism Nova Scotia were looking for some ongoing support from the region as well. The only other piece that I would kind of be able to touch on would be the insurance piece. There'd be a bit of a liability insurance premium ongoing. And as well, I would anticipate there would be a maintenance and inspection on an ongoing basis. It would be, to an extent, a little bit greater than the skate park. I mean, the skate park, the users of the skate park are kind of more independent, and they use the skate park. There's not a whole lot of features to the skate park that require ongoing maintenance or inspection from us, graffiti more or less, on the cement or otherwise, or on the concrete. But the inspection around, as far as what I've been reading, the inspection around the playground equipment on this accessible park would be a little different. You'd have to inspect that playground equipment on a more regular basis. And given that there's quite a bit of activity over and around the skate park in the evenings, et cetera, we would want to give a little extra due diligence to maintaining the sand and the pebbles and the base around the various pieces of playground equipment, just to be sure that they're always remain free of debris and sharps, and broken bottles or what have you.
Any questions or comments of councilors on this issue? Councilor Fancy?
I don't know if it's the time to ask this or not, but I think we've all read it over, and it's been, I know it's had to be rushed because we had to go through, because it's a grant request that you're on a time frame, and that becomes the issue. And there's no numbers there, which just makes it difficult for everyone, right? I mean, it makes it difficult for Debbie and me, it makes difficult for the region to be able to go by. And I noticed when the first part, it said they're estimated to be about $15,000 for the region of Queens. So the only thing that makes me uncomfortable is course, we have to, no matter what, it's dollars and cents, we have to be so careful with the reason to be able to, and like an estimated value of $15,000 is, I don't feel comfortable. I'd rather see us put, so I would like to make an amendment to the recommendation.
Yes, Counselor Fancy?
And right after, on the next to the last line, that says, and that the Region of Queens provide, and add in there a maximum of $25,000. So that gives them up from 15 to 25, gives you more to work with, but still gives us a figure that we can be able to say that we know where the numbers are. And that's all I'd like to be able to add those before a maximum of $25,000. And I think that will make the sentence structure work, and then this way you can get them going forward to be able to get your grants and such as, and it doesn't get held up here.
Do we have a seconder to that amendment? Seconder is Councilor Frelick. Any discussion on the amendment? Councilor Johnson?
I totally agree that we need to have a cap on this. The part that gives me any kind of degree of discomfort is the fact that we need to have a very clear process as to how we determine what work is included in that $25,000. Like at the end of the day, I'd like to see some kind of a spreadsheet to say X number of loads of gravel, so many hours of this, so much labor. Not just a number thrown out there and say, oh, well, we can do it so much cheaper than that. I'd like to see some kind of a final report. The other piece that I have is that we don't want to be nearsighted. And when we're putting in water lines, at the same time suggest we build capacity for electricity there as well. Not just enough to run the lights, but also put in a pedestal that can run like PA systems, sound equipment, because we never know what the future's going to look like there, and this is a great opportunity to do it. We're only going to dig up the ground once, and we can lay that stuff in there.
And engineering, as I said, we had discussed this earlier. The other point of that is to, as we go further and fine-tune what it is we're looking for, or what it is Autism Nova Scotia is particularly looking for in this playground, we have to be careful of the water feature as well. If it's just a few months of the year and it's not a lot of usage, kind of a motion or a kind of a sensing on and off, I mean, that's fine as far as water usage, but we have to be careful that it's not an excessive amount of water that's just kind of flowing out of the water feature. Because if it does end up being kind of a larger number than the estimated 50 liters a minute, we would have to look at, yes, having electrical, of course, hook up power as well, but we'd have to look at a storage tank and rechlorinating and recirculating that water, and I mean, that would exponentially increase the cost. So we have to be very cognizant of what exactly the water feature looks like and the amount of water that might be used by that.
Yeah, and I wasn't just looking at the electrical for the water side of it.
I'm
looking at what we could use for the skate park, any kind of activity that may take place.
Yeah.
Councilor Kelly?
My question is, what have you budgeted for all subsequent years that the autism park will be there in our budget?
Nothing.
So who's going to be responsible for the ongoing maintenance of this park into the future?
Good question.
So
that's what we haven't finalized that part yet, right? Right now, I think we're just kind of looking at the use of the land. But
well, I'm concerned because it says in the recommendation here, well, first of all, it says in the recommendation that it's a enter in a 5-year renewable partnership agreement with Autism Nova Scotia to manage construction and ongoing maintenance of the playground. That means the Region of Queens, we're recommending today that we enter into agreement to agree to the ongoing maintenance. And then it says in the at the end of the thing that we have no idea what the long-term maintenance costs will be higher than your standard playground, and we have no idea, you've not budgeted anything, so we have no idea what the future implications are to our taxpayers for this park. I mean, I don't have any
of those numbers.
I know,
all
that's
I have
why
is their
why
estimate.
That's why I ask. Like, the recommendation today is support. They need support in, well, for a few things, and I guess the in-kind, since, I mean, everybody agrees this is fantastic, and Autism Nova Scotia stepping up to actually bring this park here and want to put this park here, and nobody disputes that, but why do we have to have a recommendation today to finalize we're agreeing to everything forever in the future for this park when we don't even have some numbers to suggest what that implication that means to the region of Queens? Are they not just looking for support today, that we support their initiative to bring the park here, the land in kind, that's fine, but to move along with the project so that they can apply for the grants that they want to apply for right now? Isn't it the same as we support grant writing for our festivals as well, like ahead of time, that we're going to support them and we'll look at our budget to see how much we can support them, but we are supporting that initiative? Not, this sounds like we're supporting the whole thing right now and we have no budget numbers, final budget numbers in front of us to what this is actually going to mean to our budget in the future.
To answer that question, Councillor Kelly, if you look in the attachment that follows the staff briefing report, it states ongoing support of the playground, including insurance, grounds, maintenance, services, and utilities for the duration of its existence. That would be identical to the skateboard park, which we budget in an annual basis for maintenance to that facility as well.
So
it's not a long-term budgeting process.
So how much do we budget for the skate park? For maintenance?
Our grounds crew maintenance will be in their regular schedule. So it would be part of Queen's Place. It's part of, skate park is part of Queen's Place.
The long-term maintenance cost will be higher than your standard playground. How much do we budget in our budget for a standard playground?
It's in our grounds crew maintenance budget, so it's in our grounds crew staffing. I don't know what this number is. I have nothing to base
that's
it on.
That's my point.
I don't know what this number is.
Are we agreeing today with this recommendation that we're agreeing to ongoing maintenance of a park when we have no idea what that number is and what that means to our budget going forward? Is that what we're agreeing to today? Because if we can just amend the recommendation so that we support the park without agreeing to
the motion,
so that we can move along and have discussions with them about what that means to the region and what we can. Here I think we're agreeing to something that we have a number, we're agreeing to maintenance of a park that we have no idea what that means to our budget.
The motion does say that the partnership agreement with Autism Nova Scotia for the period is allows Autism Nova Scotia to manage construction and ongoing maintenance of the playground, and that the region of Queens provide in-kind support as requested in the ask. My assumption that the ongoing maintenance of the park was going to remain with Autism Nova Scotia. Maybe I'm reading that wrong, but...
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. That's why I'm trying to clarify who is...
But I don't have a number. I don't have an amount.
We don't
for
have
what
a
that
number.
Is.
Are we responsible for the ongoing maintenance, or is Autism Nova Scotia carrying on? Because at the end of the report as well, it says their request at the end of the autism letter says ongoing support of the playground, including insurance, ground maintenance, services, and utilities for the duration of its existence.
That's what was in the presentation.
Yeah, that's what it says there. That's their ask.
That's what was in the presentation.
So the recommendation is for the entire ask.
And that is their ask of the region of Queens, the ongoing maintenance, similar to what we provide to the skateboard park. The figures are not there because we do not have figures for either the skateboard park or for this. But as a partnership, there would be some shared management expenses to that inclusive park, playground. It's a detail to be fully worked out in the partnership agreement, as the interim CAO has identified. And this is no different than any other project that we do or maintain within the region of Queens. Yes, there are expenses. Are they expected to be significant? No. That's the best answer that I can give you, but those details will be worked out in the agreement.
And that expectation is not staff's expectation because we don't know. It's their expectation.
So agreeing to this today, to this recommendation as it's written, means
no, we're moving on to the amendment, Councillor Kelly. Keep in mind.
Yeah, I know. The amendment is exactly this recommendation plus what Jack added, right?
But we're dealing with Jack's amendment right now. The other is where you're going in the broader spectrum would be part of an amended motion to discuss. So let's focus on the amendment only at this point.
So the amendment is the one sentence that he said and not the whole entire recommendation plus the sentence that he added on the end. I need to be very clear about this.
The amendment pertains to, as I understand what Councillor Fancy had moved, the last two lines, and that the Region of Queens provide a maximum $25,000 in support as requested by the ask by Nova Scotia, by Autism Nova Scotia.
So what we're saying is this entire ask is capped at $25,000. So right now, agreeing to this recommendation, only
the ask
is only
the
for $25,000.
The ask is the section that's identified as estimated at $15,000. The items that are in that. The partnership that we would enter into would include the last section, which is the ongoing maintenance and insurance.
So can I say then this, if I could just clarify it. If this project goes ahead, if everything happens as it should, and the ongoing maintenance of this park, turns out there's a budget, and the ongoing maintenance of this park is something like, I'm just going to throw a number out there, $200,000 a year. Are we committing ourselves to this ongoing maintenance of this park?
That would be a discussion point that would be in the partnership development.
We are not committing ourselves to the ongoing maintenance and the cost of the ongoing maintenance of this park by agreeing to this recommendation today.
I would think that the majority of those issues are identified in the staff portion of the report.
Right, and we're capped at a $25,000 for our initial ask.
The in-kind ask portion.
Right, okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other councillor? Councillor Johnson?
This kind of goes back to what I kind of asked of the transportation group earlier, is what does a formal letter of ask look like? You know, and finally get something on paper other than all these interpretations around the table. I think my question is to the autism group, is what do they need today to move forward?
Correct.
Is it just the in-kind piece? If that's the case, then let's deal with that today. And then look at what long-term implications we have to deal with. That's not the immediate thing. Let's not rush it to get it wrong, because we had the potential to do that. Let's deal with what they need today to move forward with their grant applications and put the rest of it and deal with it in a timely manner.
To answer that question, Councillor Johnson, Autism Nova Scotia requires an approval of council today to proceed with this project with a partnership agreement and to provide an assurance that the facility location would be allowed by the council for 5 years and that we would meet and proceed with their ask in the center section, as Councillor Fancy is now amending to $25,000 for that portion, and later be prepared to sit down and work through that partnership agreement. That's their need today. And that is a requirement to meet their ability to hopefully receive up to $150,000 from the grant proposal they've submitted. And their deadline is tomorrow. So,
to make it clear in my mind what I'm voting on, we're voting on $25,000 on a defined in-kind contribution that's capped off at $25,000, and the fact that that playground can stay on that footprint for 5 years.
And that we will enter into that partnership agreement. With the amount that Jack has amended, if it's all passes, of $25,000 for that in-kind section, which is for the immediate construction issues.
It has nothing to do with long-term maintenance. If that's something that will be
that'll be in the partnership agreement as to how that's identified.
All right. Sure.
Okay, now I have Councillor Johnson. Any other councillor would like to speak? Councillor Fancy?
Yes, to go along with what Councillor Johnson saying. I look into, it says enter into, it means we don't have an agreement. That's something we're going to work on later on, that all we're looking at today is supporting them just going forward. And one of the reasons I like to put in the number, because when you're going forward looking for grants from the provincial and federal, it's nice to have a number to know this, that you're going to do that. They see a number, they say, well, the municipality's in for this much money, instead of they're just in, it's not a whole lot, so when they see numbers, then that's what they'll look for and say, well, their wins are this much, we could be in this much. So if you don't have numbers in front of them, it's a lot of times it hurts grants.
Thank you, Councillor Fisk.
I just wanna read one part of the motion that is Autism Nova Scotia to manage construction and ongoing maintenance of the playground. What's that mean?
Autism Nova Scotia, of course, through their professionals and those they have sourced out through North America, are very cognizant of safety items in playgrounds of this nature. And they, of course, have a South Shore chapter which has volunteers in that chapter, some of which reside in Queens. It's their intention to actually actively manage the construction and have their support volunteers and staff manage the facility in partnership with the Region of Queens going forward. But the exact management will need to be defined in a partnership agreement so that all parties understand their requirements. And to do that work, it's been very difficult up to this point to even touch on that aspect of it because of the time. Any other comments or questions of councilors? Deputy Mayor McGrath?
My conclusion then in my mind is they're just asking for us to approve entering into the renewable partnership agreement, and all the other specifics listed here would be included in that agreement pertaining to what obligations for maintenance and so on and the contributions from the Region of Queens. Is that correct?
The contribution would be determined today at $25,000.
Yes.
Upfront working.
But who does the maintenance and the maintenance capacity and that sort of thing would
those
be in
issues,
the agreement.
Those issue details would need to be identified and worked out in that partnership agreement.
Because we could put a dollar figure on that based on some kind of budget by engineering and public works based on how many man hours of labor it would take annually to maintain that site, right?
We certainly can.
Okay.
Councilor Fancy?
I don't always know about grants and such as, but even entering into a 5-year lease agreement, willing to, that gives you a dollar value on land too, doesn't it? As they can be able to look forward just trying to get grants.
The requirement of the grant is that they at least maintain the playground for 5 years under an agreement.
Yeah.
As far as being able to utilize the land, that amount of land was valued according to the documentation at $39,000.
Okay.
It's 13,000 square feet, which was in their presentation.
Okay.
And it provides them that ability in grant writing to utilize that amount of money as an in-kind contribution, which leverages more grant money.
Yeah.
It's part of that.
That's what I want.
So is there any more discussion on the amendment? Councilor Crilly?
I think one of the reasons we're so confused is because the recommendation is not matching up to the report. So in the recommendation, it's saying Autism Nova Scotia to manage construction, ongoing maintenance of the playground, which Councilor Kelly has stated. Then the report, it says Autism Nova Scotia asks the region to continue ongoing support. So it's very confusing sitting on this side to try to understand it. And again, I think we're all in agreement that this is a great thing, but is it necessary to have that managed construction, ongoing maintenance, or the ongoing maintenance of the playground in the recommendation?
From
kind of
the request of Autism Nova Scotia, it is to meet the grant requirements. They must be an active manager of the playground.
Then why doesn't the report match up with that?
It does. It says that they will manage and construction and ongoing maintenance in partnership.
It's two different things.
The report was written by staff based on the ask in the presentation,
right.
And then the motion changed after the letter was received.
So why wouldn't we change the report to reflect the motion? I mean, this is
because
going
staff
on record.
Is still not exactly sure what is going to be required of the region, which is, I believe, probably why Councillor Fancy has put the cap at dollar now.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And I know the location is really the big thing right now.
Yeah.
Is it, you know, the area that it is, but.
Any other questions or comments of councilors on this amendment? Are you ready for the question on the amendment?
Question.
All those in favor of the amendment? It is unanimous. Thank you. And then we'll go back to the discussion on the motion as amended. Anybody have any questions or comments on that? Are we having a private conversation, or are we having an open conversation?
No, going to move on to the next.
Deputy Mayor McLeod, would you like to take my chair for me?
Certainly. We have open for questions on the amended motion. Mayor Davis, thank you.
Thank you, Acting Chair. For the benefit of the public that are here today, as Chair of Council, it's not my place to comment and participate in discussions of this nature. My job is to maintain decorum and to provide information that's available to us within the region that councilors may not be fully privy to. I wanted to exchange chairs today because I've been fairly involved in this data collection on an inclusive playground for a period of time, as councilors are aware. It is a good project. It is a great benefit to residents in the region of Queens and beyond, if we can bring this project to fruition. There are a number of families within the area and certainly along the South Shore that will benefit from this playground. As an inclusive all-age playground, it goes from young children to adults. It is expected to be available to children of all abilities. It's not only for a specialized number of abilities children. Having said that, I do understand the concern of council on tying down all details at this point in time. Autism Nova Scotia has provided probably six or eight of their professional people on this file for several months, trying to fine-tune all of the details, and have provided a grant application to the province, which has deliverables, which has been a bit difficult for them, as they appear very quickly in criteria that they've been dancing to meet. This is another item that addresses those requirements of the province, being obtaining the land for 5 years, being a partner, managing the property, and those are all issues that today we must decide moving forward. Councillor Fancy has put a dollar on the last portion of the autism request, which is for the construction and current expansion and construction. The second phase of the ask, separate from that, is basically that the region of Queens do similar to this playground that they do to other playgrounds within the region of Queens, as well as the skate park, in ongoing years. I know that this is a difficult decision for some. We need to today make a decision on this recommendation, and certainly we in the region of Queens do expend taxpayers' money, and I for one do think that this is good expenditure in that regard. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions before we call for the?
I thought we just voted. It wasn't the discussion.
No, this is the we're voting on the amended motion.
We voted
just
on the
voted
amended.
On the amended motion.
And we're voting on now the motion as amended. So all those in favor of the motion as amended? Contrary? Unanimous.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor McLeod, for taking the chair. We will now continue with our agenda this morning. We have under 13.0 planning. We have no report today. 14.0 reports. We have 14.1 building officials monthly report. Are there any questions or comments on that report by councilors today? We'll move on to 14.2, report bylaw enforcement, monthly report, January 2018. Are there any questions or comments on that report? Clancy, who would like to speak on the liver abatement committee.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Dagwood. Just wanted to keep you updated. We're still a group that's outside of council, and it's the RCMP Constable Rob James, Special Constable Kellyanne Hurley, Waste Management Clerk Scott LeBlanc, and myself. We met together just to see what we could do, just looking at littering and the litter dumping. And we've had several meetings. We've had a couple traffic stops. We're doing a traffic stop on Friday at 10 o'clock over at Pine Grove Park. And hopefully we're going to have some people even from Tim Hortons or McDonald's and Subway, and they want to be part of this to be able to distribute things. We also, too, have a meeting lined up next week at the Hub in Caledonia on Friday, March 9th at 1 p.m. because we are going to, the Wildcat community have been doing a cleanup for 12 years on Earth Day. And it's something I think special to be recognized. So I went to our mayor, and we got a certificate we're going to give out at that time to them. And just let people know, be known around about that we appreciate what they're doing. We also, too, we'll be looking at trying to see what we can do for Earth Day, what we can suggest for people to do for Earth Day. And we're going to be starting a Facebook page. There's a lady up there named Selka. I've never met her yet. Selka Kind. And she's going to be starting a Facebook page for us, and we're going to be able to put things on there that, like Adopt a Highway. We'll be able to list the people who have all have been part of Adopt a Highway, and if they want to join, some articles and even places where what we're passing out right now, where you can be able to know where you put electronics and where you can Google pick up fridges and such as. And we want to put information out there for others to be aware of. So we want to put the awareness out. And it was nice to hear, even this week, of someone getting caught for throwing out poll tickets. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's exciting. It's exciting to see that things are happening, and that as we go forward Waste Management, I guess that's called. Kirk may be coming out to even be part of it. He's been there before with our traffic stops, and they've been nothing but supportive of us. So this is where we're going, and anybody has any suggestions? We've got to get a name for this group yet, so anybody even's got anything like that want to suggest to us, well, we'll be looking at it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Clancy. Are there any questions or comments on that report today? Councillor News?
One of the things, I don't know how we can get it out there, but we talked about the coffee cups the other day, and no one in our region has any idea where to put them coffee cups. We was told now they're supposed to go in the green bin. Well, no one does put them in the green bin, so I don't know how we can get it out there that they are a green bin thing. Put them on the website you're talking about.
Yes, that's the word.
And it's a little confusing because Queens County is green bin, but Bloomberg County is not.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's for thousands. Yeah, we all recycle the same.
Councilor Johnson?
Well, being a part of Adopt a Highway, one of the businesses I think we need to get involved, and I know there's a whole host of other complications around it, is I think it's the NSLC to be able to put stuff up in there, because 50% of what you pick up may be coffee cups. The other 50% are refundables from that institution. So even just a poster within, we all say don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive and throw your empties out the window. I guess that's, if you get stopped, it's kind of the top of the slit. But it's a huge piece of what you pick up. It's a huge piece of what littering looks like. So from that perspective, it's something we don't want to lose sight of.
And I know I've cleaned up highways and we picked up the general items that are thrown out, but cigarette butts is the worst. And I don't know what a person can do with that. When people smoke outside of buildings and they have, places to put the butts, they just throw them on the sidewalks or throw them on the streets or throw them out their car windows. It's ridiculous. And I don't know how one can control that. But just an awareness. Pardon me?
And they're still there.
littering, if someone sees someone throwing a bag, is that not littering?
Yes.
So I mean, we don't even pay attention to that, we see it all the time. See it all the time, you know. And another comment I'd like to make is, Counselor Clancy's doing a great job with the group, and I just wanted to know whose initiative was it to start this group? An individual from our community who takes pride in our community and started your littering campaign?
Yes, I even forgot to put her on there, and I was just writing everybody down. Is Misty Noss came up to me one day and just said, I got a year off from school, and she said, I'm tired of this garbage I see around the highway and such. And I said, well, let's do something about it. So that's when we got together, and of course with being the illegal dumping, having being able to use F. Kellyanne Hurley and Scott LeBlanc come to the meetings anyway because of that part of it, and the littering now with the RCMP coming, we get a lot of different, now we get all the players at the table to be able to talk about it. And just to, it's more to sit down and have a cup of coffee first. And then we're just trying to grow it from there.
The point I wanted to bring out is it's wonderful to have the public initiatives in this, not just waiting for local government and those other organizations to do it. It's someone from the community that had a real community pride and wants something done about it. And that's good. And also under the bylaw enforcement department's report, you'll notice that a summary offense ticket was served for illegal dumping on Section 50. So that's something that should be promoted as well and advertised, because that might prevent others from doing it.
Thank you. Any other counselor would like to comment or ask a question? Thank you. That brings us to 16.0 in camera. A motion to go in camera would be entertained. Moved by Councilor Muse, seconded by Councilor Fancy. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? We are now in camera and we'll take a 10-minute recess.